I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's teeny and Portia thinks she's being a meanie. It's Watch What Happens Live with Candy Burris and Tamika Tiny Harris now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Donny Osmond's birthday with two famous musicians who've sometimes been known to argue like siblings. Please welcome Real Housewife of Atlanta, Candy Burris! And say hi to Candy's ex-Cape bandmate and star of T.I. and Tiny, Friends and Family Hustle, Tamika Tiny Harris. Great to see you! I'm so glad you're both here.
Thanks for having us.
I feel like I could put both of you on top of the Christmas tree. You look super cute. It's fun having you together.
Thank
Gold
you.
And silver. Looks great. You know, yesterday was SantaCon in New York City. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's where drunk 20-somethings put on Santa costumes and just get blackout, basically. So I was Instagramming, kind of making fun of my neighbor's SantaCon party, when a Christmas miracle happened. Watch.
Okay, this is out my kitchen window. God, they're multiplying. I just got invited to the party. I'm not going. The party peaked.
The party is actually raging. It's moved inside. Oh. We came to the party.
Andy.
Yes!
Andy!
Yeah!
Andy.
Oh, sh**!
Andy!
Every friend was once a stranger. And that's what Dean, the kid with the glasses from Brown, who was hosting the party, that's what he said in his thing, and that's what made me go.
Okay. Since every friend was once a stranger, that got me. That's what made me go to this party, you guys. So I've put these former strangers and new friends behind the bar tonight. Say hi to Andrew, Ethan, and Dean. Hey, guys. That was super fun crashing your party yesterday.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
it.
Me.
We loved it.
And I was hoping that this wasn't going to turn out to be some Nazi slogan or something, but Dean, where's the slogan from?
It is from a place we call the Meat Mansion, actually, yeah. Which you'll probably love.
The
above
top of
the beer pong table.
Above the beer pong table, of course.
Brown.
On tonight's episode of Atlanta, there were a couple questionable fashion choices that led to our shady boot moments of the night.
Portia walking with her red wig on and her boyfriend walking with that green leprechaun suit on. Like, this is boobs and bourbon, not the Grinch who stole Christmas.
There's absolutely no way I'm going to hang out with anyone that opts to wear a flammable yellow dress reminiscent of a banana-flavored condom.
Oh, okay. By the way, she did say that. Yes. That was sweet when Portia revealed her pregnancy to Dennis tonight, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was.
Super, super cute. Switching gears to Orange County. Tonight, Gina and Emily have been wondering why Shannon doesn't like them. It turns out they're just not her cup of tea. Watch.
You ignored me for 4 months.
Gina, I don't really like you.
You have a history of not loving the
girls. I have a history
girls.
Of that, too.
I am sorry I brought it up.
I already apologized
for it.
Okay. So, do you accept Gina's apology? It seems like you've accepted them, but it seems like you hate them.
Yeah.
You know, what can I tell you? Candy and Tiny came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, so far this season, all the Atlanta ladies seem genuinely happy for Portia and her new man, Dennis, except for one woman who's made quite a few candy-coated comments about Dennis's past. Okay, Candy, I need your, take a look, and then I need your thoughts.
Oh, God.
I've never met Dennis. I only know people. He knows.
He falls pretty quickly. And he tattoos people's names on him.
This other girl, he gave her a Rolex.
One of the chicks is saying that they were still together.
The skin ain't exclusive.
Most people's vaginas and their penises ain't exclusive, honey.
She just kept on saying, I mean, he's got these girls' names tattooed on him. Is there anything else that I should know?
I know a few people Candy know too, so she had a past before Todd too.
My boo has a little shade in him too. That's how you handle it, baby. Kill him with niceness.
Okay, so we did a poll last week whether you, asking people if you were being shady or if you were genuinely concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what the response was?
Of course.
Yeah,
y'all
people
said
thought
I was
you were
shady.
Being shady. Yeah. So talk to me about that.
Well, here's the deal. I just feel like when she's early in a relationship, if I know something about it, most of the time with my friends, I'm going to let them know. And now she and I, we weren't in the best of places.
Right.
So I ran the information past some of the girls to see if I should even have that conversation with Portia.
Right.
I didn't mind having the conversation myself. And which you saw tonight, we had the conversation.
Right.
Simple as that. Now, hold on. Tiny. When people know stuff, you be wanting to know, don't you?
I do want to know.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
Now, I feel like Portia, now, she just didn't want to know from me. Okay. Mind you, last year when I told Cynthia stuff, Cynthia was fine with it.
Okay. If you hear something about me, will you call me?
Do you want to know?
I do, kind of.
Okay.
Here's what, on next week's Atlanta, Dennis's name comes up on the bus, and the ladies go round and round. Here's a sneak peek.
Nice to meet you.
Sure.
You and Eva, y'all went to the same school.
I didn't know
her. We did. You're really good friends with Tiffany.
She's in my wedding.
Can I spit out what the f*** you trying to say?
Candy, what the f***?
I don't know.
I don't recall meeting you before.
I was that bitch. I was your from Clark. I'm just trying to understand.
It was 16 years ago.
Okay, so that was
y'all
the wrong
did
clip.
Her wrong.
That was the wrong clip, but that was what happened. That was a horror movie we made out of the burbs and boobs and bourbon thing. But what we did her wrong.
Y'all did her
Yvonne.
Dirty. Yvonne. I went out to dinner with Yvonne, Shamari, and Cynthia the other day.
You did?
And Yvonne doesn't really remember what happened because she had a little too much to drink.
That's what
like,
I was.
Do you believe that if
she was
that
like, Eva, you are not gonna like it?
Do you believe that Eva didn't recognize Yvonne?
I do because I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I meet so many people that I don't know. I could have met you yesterday and don't remember. So if you're talking about years ago, why would you think I'm just gonna remember you like that?
Sometimes I forget my guests mid-show.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, have you ever done that for real?
I don't know. finally, this season, Candy's had no problem talking about Portia, so I thought we could give her a tiny dose of her own medicine. Here's what. Tiny, I'm going to ask you some pointed questions about your longtime pal, Candy, and spill the tea.
Oh, God.
We will both pretend she's not sitting right here.
What have
okay,
you done to me?
Tiny,
I haven't done anything.
Tiny, which of Candy's fellow housewives does she complain about most often?
Complain about? I've never really had a complaint about anyone.
What's Candy's most annoying habit on tour?
Oh.
late?
She complains about the small things, like who has the biggest dressing room, you know.
If she's in the biggest dressing room every time,
okay.
You see.
What's the biggest temper tantrum you've seen Candy throw?
Ooh, she's seen me do a lot.
A lot of them. I guess she threw one on one big tantrum on tour. Something happened on stage. The girls was mentioning some things, and she went off.
She flipped out.
Yeah.
Is there a celebrity we would be surprised to hear that Candy dated?
I think you probably know them already.
We do? I don't. Give me one.
Gerald LaVert.
Oh, really? All right. Do you think Candy has really forgiven Portia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Candy complain about me?
No.
Okay. all right. Thank you very much, Tiny. I was really just ramping up to that one. Let's go to Trina from New York. Hey, Trina, what's your question?
Hi. I just wanted to ask Candy, being that her and Portia has been on such a rocky road, why does she feel it's her place to tell her about her boyfriend?
You said, why do I feel like it's my place?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, it started out as a thing of, a lot of times on the show, we always talk about the new guys that come on the show. Same way last season, I spoke on Cynthia's new boyfriend,
yep.
Portia spoke on the new guy.
Right.
So that's something that we all do. And not to mention, I kind of felt like she should know the information, regardless of whether she wanted to use the information,
yeah,
just to have it under her hat to do with as she please.
By the way, Tiny, do you know Shamari, or did you know her from the day?
I know her.
Yeah. And?
She's a good girl.
Okay.
Sweet girl.
Okay.
Talented.
All right. You are giving me such an hourglass figure tonight. Will you stand up? Can you stand up when we go to break? Because you got to she looks great. By the way, we have Lenny Kravitz on the show on Wednesday, and we have J-Lo on the show on Thursday. So stay tuned for that. Both of you, Bianca G wants to know if it's a deal breaker for you to date a guy who has his ex's name tattooed on their body.
I would want them covered up.
Covered up.
Well, you've been in that situation.
Yes. I had my ex's name on me, and I got it covered up. You know.
There you go. Okay, let's go to the phones. Damien from Charlotte. Hey, Damien, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for my girl Candy and Tiny.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Ronnie DeVoe shading X tape placement?
Yeah, what were your thoughts on that?
She was just talking about that.
I was just speaking about that. I missed it, but however, I heard all about it. And I thought it was pretty funny what I heard, but Candy, tell us how it went down.
I mean, honestly, because I do like Shamari and Ronnie, I was sitting there like, okay, do I go in on his ass right now, or do I give him a pass?
And you gave
I gave him a pass because I was like, okay, maybe he didn't mean it to be too shady.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, I'm just going to
let's go to Haziz from Philly. Hey, Haziz, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply.
Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, my question is for Tiny. I want to know, what's the current relationship status with you and Tip?
What's the current relationship status? We're together. Together, living like a happy family.
Very good. Happy to hear it. On next week's Atlanta, Dennis's name comes up on the bus and the ladies go round and round. We'll see if we roll the right clip right now. It's a sneak peek. Lord.
Has Dennis ever dated anybody that knows anybody on this bus?
Somebody said they dated recently.
Recently, like when?
In the last 6 months.
We've been in a strict monogamous relationship.
I saw you with somebody else at Shamia's birthday party. That was in May.
Like on and off, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but we got like really serious. I'm not gonna say, well, you know, there were like 3 months where I was still dating other people.
Now, oh, we were both dating other people.
Candy, you're just a shady queen this episode, this season.
What? Candy shady?
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay. Candy got a little tickled there.
That was terrible. That was bad.
That was
okay,
bad.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm never, ever going to lie on anybody
right.
or throw shade on them in a lying way.
Okay.
Now, that was a little shade,
okay.
And maybe I should have kept the truth to myself
okay.
yes.
at that moment.
Let's go to Monica from Virginia. Hey, Monica, what's your question?
Hey, shout out to Dean and his friends from SantaCon. Hi, Candy. Quick question for you. Just want to know, since, you know, Portia's now pregnant and engaged to Dennis,
okay.
If you hear any more information, would you pass that along or would you?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's be clear. You know, when we all started the season, to me, I'm like, okay, he's a new guy. It doesn't really matter, you know, if I say, I didn't think it was going to be taken to heart. I did not realize that their relationship was going to
accelerate
so quickly and become a family. Once
yes.
she and he became a family,
yes.
I was like, oh,
I'm out. Yeah.
I'm done.
Rick D emailed, Tiny, what other girl group was your biggest competition when you were coming up in the music industry? What girl group was your biggest competition when you all were coming up?
Did we have competition? Yes. I mean, I don't know. I think SWV was out when we were out.
Yeah, they came out before.
And also, Destiny Child came out right after
yeah.
us.
Yeah. They did pretty well, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Really? It's game time, everybody. Both of my guests may be small. But I wonder if they can size up other celebrities who are not teeny, but not who are teeny but not named Tiny. We're gonna find out with Who's More Tiny? I have a short stack of celebrity pairs for each one I dish out. You both have to guess which one is shorter. Whoever gets the most right in the end wins. Okay, who's tinier, Kyle Richards or Kim Richards? You're playing against each other. Candy, who's tinier? Guess.
Blonde.
Kim. You say Kim too? Yeah. Is it Kim? Yes, it is. Okay. Who's tinier, Snooki or Danny DeVito?
Snooki.
It is Snooki. Who's tinier, Kylie Minogue or Salma Hayek?
Salma Hayek.
I guess Salma.
Okay, it is Kylie. Who's tinier, Bruno Mars or Seth Green?
Bruno Mars. I don't know.
Bruno Mars.
It is Seth Green.
Oh, my goodness.
5-4. Who's tinier, Nicki Minaj or Jada Pinkett Smith?
Jada.
Jada is tinier. Who's tinier, Kourtney Kardashian or Kim Kardashian? This game is fun.
Kim? Oh, with
Courtney. Okay, it's Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay, who's tinier, Elijah Wood or Daniel Radcliffe? Oh, they're hobbits.
They're twins.
No, they're not twins.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
They're two short white guys.
Go with Daniel.
I
don't know. The one without the glasses.
The one with the glasses.
Okay. There you go, Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, you're
Who's
right.
smaller, Reese Witherspoon or Zoe Kravitz?
I'm going to say Reese.
Reese?
It is Reese. Who's shorter, Tom Cruise or Zac Efron?
Tom Cruise.
Zac Efron.
It is Tom Cruise. Oh. And Tiny wins the game. By the way, we had a caller on the line, but they just dropped out, who said that they were at the OLG, one of your restaurants, the other day, and they saw Aunt Bertha kind of giving it to Todd. Do Aunt Bertha and Todd get along?
Yes.
Yes, they do. And Mama Joyce and Todd these days are good.
They get along?
Yes.
I mean,
I know that lemon incident was not great.
Oh, well, we got past the
yes,
lemon.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, sometimes, I mean, they do get upset about different things that's happening at the restaurant, but, you know, the restaurant is a whole story in itself.
Hillary G texted, Tiny, who do your kids listen to most, T.I. or Xscape?
Depends on what kids you're talking about.
Oh, really?
I think, okay. The guys probably listen more to T.I., and the girls probably listen more to Xscape.
Candy, we got Samantha on our walkabout on Facebook wants to know if you're still looking into surrogates to expand your family.
Oh, we had already found someone.
Ooh, you did? You Rick found someone. Okay, good. Did you know this?
I haven't really been talking to my friends about it because honestly, until it's actually, you know.
Right. Yes.
Okay, so you don't want to mess up that figure.
That is not what it had to do with.
I'm scared.
No, because I've had multiple fibroid surgeries and a lot of scar tissue.
Right.
So you're over it.
And I have, you know.
Okay. It's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to this video that a very understated Ramona Singer took from backstage at the Jingle Ball over the weekend. Okay, here's the deal. That was Ramona. I was there. I introduced Cardi B there on Friday night, and then I ran into Ramona, and you will never believe who she was with. Red Scarf Guy. Now, it's not clear whether they actually arrived together or whether Ramona just hopped into his Uber again. I don't know. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that after Kevin Hart stepped down from hosting the Oscars, the ceremony is now hostless and it's over 2 months away. Remember when the director of last year's Oscars won the Emmy in September and upstaged the whole show by proposing to his girlfriend on stage? Somewhere Emmy's producers are all lighting cigars and saying, karma. Too much of a deep cut. I want to thank Candy, Tiny, Andrew, Ethan, and Dean for being here. Hey, everybody, we're back with Candy and Tiny and the SantaCon dudes whose party I crashed. Andrew, Ethan, and Dean. What were you asking me?
I was asking, do you have your own game? You should have your own game, like an app.
Like an app?
Yeah.
We have the Plead the Fifth app, which is really fun to play at parties. But, I need my own app, like a shady app.
Yeah, you know, like Oprah Winfrey has her own game?
Yeah.
You need one.
What's Oprah's game?
It's the bold something, bold moves.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Oh. It's good.
Candy, can you have the Candy Factory come up with a game for me?
Sure. We'll think about it.
Okay. Let's go to John from West Orange. Hey, John, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, huge fan here from West Orange. I wanted to say first and foremost that Candy and Tiny, I love you guys. I've been a fan from Xscape since day one. My favorite album is Traces of My Lipstick. And I just wanted to know if you think there'll ever be a new album with all four members.
We get this question every time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who's the holdout?
Oh, stop. You're trying to be funny.
Ah.
We're going to be doing more shows together.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's go to Leon from Atlanta. Oh, I hope this is Cynthia's ex.
No, it's not Cynthia's ex.
How you doing, Leon?
I being an ex, though. I wouldn't mind being an ex. She is a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is.
Yes. My question is for both Candy and Tiny. Candy, I got to actually meet both you ladies at OLG Game. I think you might have, Candy, I think you had, like, recorded a video of me when I was, like, demanding y'all play certain songs during the tour.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Wow. I know it's a lot of people, but I got a whole bunch of girls in my DM that day for you, so thanks a lot for that.
Oh, your DMs blew up because, you got them laid.
Hey.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
All right, Leon. That's, you know what? I could have had Dean working hard for the next year, but he's got a girlfriend.
Hey, Candy can get you some girls now. I'm going to tell you, my Dean. but I just want to say, well, for one thing, I know, like, in years past that everybody thought that Peter was real, real messy, and they said that he should hold a peach. Was he really, really that messy as a dude, or...
Was Peter really messy?
I feel like Peter was just very opinionated. You know,
I like it when the husbands have opinions.
Yeah, but a lot of the fans don't like it when husbands have opinions for whatever reason.
But they think they don't like it, but they like it.
Yeah, it's like you say you don't like it, but then you talk about the show more.
Yeah, they like it.
You say you don't like it, so that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
But, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Leon.
Oh, hey, just one more thing.
Okay.
Hey, how come y'all never perform Hold On? I keep telling you, Tiny, Candy, I love Hold On.
I don't know.
Yes, we should. I was thinking when we go back on tour, because I had got like somebody saying that why don't we ever sing some of the songs that wasn't a single? I think we should pick a song that wasn't from each album that wasn't a single and sing it.
Okay.
You know.
So. All right. Sounds like Candy's game. All right. Well, Leon really, Leon got laid. He got his song played. I mean, everything's happened. Let's go to Bethany from Kentucky. Hey, Bethany, what's your question?
Hi, I was wondering if Candy and Tiny ever hooked up.
Hell no.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not.
No, let me tell you, it's a funny story because back when we were younger, Candy would never even let you, like, on the plane, I like to be, like, laying on everybody. She'd be like, get off of me. I never even thought she would like women.
Really?
She'd never let you touch her.
Did you notice a turning point when Candy became kind of more...
I never knew. She had to tell me.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going around picking up girls or nothing.
I understand.
You know, everybody has an experience in their life or an experience or two. And, you know, you don't necessarily go running around telling everybody because, like, just for instance, like now, it's like now I have been branded the lesbian of the show.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know, that's what people be saying.
Oh.
And it's just like, I mean, if a person has an experience or has had a couple experiences, doesn't... You know, determine what they want all their lives.
Yes,
you know
I understand. You would define yourself as strictly dickly at this point.
We had a threesome before.
I know.
So, yeah.
All right.
But I love my man's penis. I don't do any swapping for anybody else's penis.
Yes, no, I wasn't.
Oh, just my God. You're okay. So deep.
Well, you know, you have to be clear around these people. Right?
Yes.
When they watch the show, because they try to add all kind of stuff.
Yes.
And now, let's be clear. And as far as, like, I don't... she's like a sister to me. She's like family. Like,
okay. Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. You both were very definitive at that question.
Well, because, you know, people just automatically think like you hook up with your friends or something.
Right. Yeah. It's weird.
No.
Okay. Let's go to Deborah from Santa Monica. Hey, Deborah, what's your question?
Oh, my question is to Candy. How's your and Nene's relationship going?
We might go. We haven't had any drama or anything. Last couple times, I mean, I reach out to her from time to time and, you know, text her, say I'm thinking about her, checking in just to see how her and Greg are doing.
She seems very frustrated these
days. It's a lot has been going on. Even when we were, you know, during the time of
production
or whatever, it was a lot going on. And so I just feel like some moments she's, you know, not so happy, and so many moments she's great.
Yeah. Well, always fun when you're here, Candy. Tiny, I love seeing you, and I love your top ponytail. The whole situation is working. Every friend was once a stranger. Thanks, fellas. Thanks, you guys. I'll see you in the neighborhood. Andrew, Ethan, and Dean. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.